time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Cowboys on Sunday.
I'm proud of the guys, got the victory, and we'll start getting ready for Buffalo. What questions you have?
John, how was kind of the atmosphere in the fourth quarter when things you had that big lead and then it started dwindling a little bit?
I thought everybody really got locked in on trying to get the job done. Everybody understood what needed to be done. You know, we're trying to get stops, and we're focusing on that. And then we got back out there trying to end the game with the offense on the field.
What did you see from Lamar Jackson on that final drive? Big throw and then the run, obviously.
Yeah, I thought Lamar was just phenomenal throughout the game and then took over the last drive. And I thought the big throw at the end, the big catches at the end, you know, Zay made that huge catch, bait. Had a big catch. We had some big runs at the end, too. We ran the ball well at the end. And to finish out that way was really important, you know, to win the game on offense at the end. And that's what they got done. So that's what you want to do that in that situation. Didn't really want it to get to that situation, but it did. And they came through.
A lot of the talk all week was about offensive line. You never said definitively there would be changes, but it was brought up a couple times. What made you stick with that group, and how pleased were you with how they performed today?
I was pleased. I mean, what made me stick with it was they were doing so well. You know, run the ball, pass protection, everything was really, they were doing a really good job of blocking. They took care of their pass rushers, especially Micah, did a great job there. So I just felt like it was no reason to make a change there. We had the possibility of rotating some guys in, but those guys were playing too well, I think, to do that.
Coach, did you view this as a must-win type game?
Well, we kind of look at every game. That's a good question. I'm sorry.
No, that was it.
Yeah, I mean.
Considering the record.
We consider every game a must win, you know. But if you don't win a game, your season's not over. It's a lot of football to be played. And this is a very good football team. You know, you saw it out there. They're very capable. They're a very tough team. It's a tough environment to play in. And I just proud of the way our guys handled it. You know, we're trying to get a win every week. We're trying to be 1-0. The last week doesn't matter. The next week doesn't matter. It's this week that we're focused on. Lamar preaches it to the guys all the time. Proud of those guys. But to get the running game going the way we did with Derrick Henry and Justice and the offensive line playing the way they did, to have 274 yards rushing and have Lamar take over the game the way he did, to me, that's our identity. That's our personality, and we just got to keep building on that and then keep doing everything better. I mean, the penalties are a problem. Too many penalties. Oh, you're going to ask that question. Go ahead.
I was going to ask, you said from week to week it'll look different as far as who steps up. I mean, today Charlie Kohler had a big play, right. So did Nelson Aguilar. Yeah. Is that kind of what you envision?
Falele, yeah, give Falele credit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is that what you envision kind of offensively for this
team? It is. I mean, you see Nelson made the play, you know, down the sideline. He ran all the way down to the one or two-yard line. You see that Charlie made the play in the boot right out of the gates that Lamar hit him on. That we want to use all of our guys. You know, we want to spread the ball around. We want to make it tough. We don't want them zeroing in on anybody. We want everybody to take part.
John, you mentioned the penalties. Why do you think they keep happening?
I think we need to eliminate the penalties. That's what we need to do. And they're hurting us. They're costly. Whether you think they should be called or not, I'm sure we'll look at the tape. I'm sure there's some questionable ones. You guys might know more than I do. It doesn't matter. We've got to eliminate the penalties.
John, what do you think clicked to set up Derek's game, his breakout game?
I'm sorry.
What do you think clicked to help set up Derek's breakout game?
I think we blocked really well, and I think Derek ran really well, and I think Lamar caused a problem for him, too, because they had to defend Lamar as well. And you saw Lamar getting out and going the other way. He read all those plays really well. Some of those plays are read. Some of them aren't. So this combination right here that's sitting here in this room is a tough one to defend.
John, do you think that I don't know the kind of menu run plays that you call for him, but it seemed like he had some zone run plays where he could bounce it, bang it. I mean, did you feel like you wanted to give him more of those kind of runs?
Well, we've been running those all year so far, but just we had an opportunity, I think, to run more because we were having success, and it was pretty we kept him off balance from a run defense standpoint for sure. And Lamar hit some timely passes, play action passes. Lamar kept him off balance. Derek broke tackles. A couple times we had inside runs that bounced outside because of his vision and speed. Those are the things that, you know, that's what we want to do.
John, there's going to be a lot of tension on the fourth quarters. Do you think about maybe sticking, being more aggressive at times late in the fourth quarter?
Well, we did call blitzes in the fourth quarter, so just to kind of define it, we called blitzes in the fourth quarter. It wasn't that we were just playing coverage the whole fourth quarter. I don't know how many. I bet we called four or five blitzes.
What about offensive offensively and
offensively be more aggressive?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? You know, I think you can look at that, but we were running the ball pretty darn good. And we did throw some play action pass. We had a boot in there. You know, you get away from something that's clicking, you know, then it's like, why are you getting away from something that's working for you too? So Lamar can beat you in all kind of different ways, you know, and he did that today in the fourth quarter. I understand what you're saying, but I think you can always look back and say maybe a play call here or there you want to have back based on the outcome of the play. But I don't feel too bad about it. We probably got a little conservative. I agree with that. I think it was for a reason with a big lead like that and we're burning the clock. You know, I didn't go for a fourth and 1.5. Could have gone for it. I know Lamar wanted me to do it. But we punted him down in there. We stopped him. They punted back to us and went down and scored a touchdown. So we kicked a field goal. You know, we could have gone for the 4th and 3, but we wanted to go up 4 scores, and we missed it. You know, and that's not going to happen too often. So, you know, sometimes you got to play that kind of game as well.
Two more, John. On the touchdown, I think it was the last one or second last one that looked like Roquan and Marlin were talking. Is that like a coverage situation or what happened there?
I'll see the tape. I have to have a better answer for you on Monday.
John, is it concerning for you that 2 straight weeks now you've basically forced the opposing offense into scripts where they only have to pass and you haven't had a lot of luck in actually stopping them third quarter, fourth quarter?
We want to get those stops. We definitely want to get those stops, no doubt about it.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thanks.